I never really hated you. I would tell myself, I would look at your face because you would block me. We would be on the
Front row
exact
at the same
place.
time.
So I would just literally see your face and say, you hit that in her face. She does not deserve to block me. I remember you would block me. I would get so mad and so irritated at you. Like, you didn't deserve to be on the same court as me. Like, that was my mindset. But not because I knew anything about you or had anything against you. It was just what I needed to fight. I was like, I'm not gonna let my team lose to this girl because you were right in front of me. So it's funny that we're sitting here right now
Yeah.
when you were probably the one person that I hated the most.
When did that start to change? When did you start to think? I mean, I remember approaching your mom and I kind of talked about possibly
Yes.
carpooling.
So my mom comes up to me, goes, "Hey, that sweet Ellie Hartman girl, that setter for the Westminster team. Yeah, y'all are gonna carpool every day." I was like, "Mom." I was like, what? I was like, can you please tell me exactly how this conversation went down? I said, did you propose this or did she propose this? And I don't remember what happened, but so we ended up carpooling. Thought you were a little goofy at first, but I'm probably weirder than you. But when I first meet people, I like to play it cool. I'm pretty like open. We're both pretty easygoing. So I think it was that first car ride. I mean, we have a lot in common. You know, when I bring you to Love at Westminster, that baseball game, they're like, were you with Ellie Hartman? I'm like, yeah, she's actually cool.
I kind of knew you were like always nice, but you like I always told myself you were fake nice to me. I always told myself that you like talked about me. But like, I don't know. I thank God for like putting us in the position that we can become friends.
Yeah,
And
absolutely. I mean, we have a lot in common. We've been through really good times, really bad times. I mean, we both know how to like fight for something and we're pretty committed.
I don't know. I guess our friendship is a unique one because, I mean, yes, people are friends that go to Westminster and love it, but to play the same sport and to quote unquote hate each other for so long, and because we make it so easy to hate each other. Because on paper, we're the same person, like academically inclined, motivated, committed athletes. But so there's no reason we shouldn't be friends. But then you see the Westminster Love It, the green and the blue, and you're like, oh,
Couldn't
gotta put them
hate.
in
Yep.
separate rooms.
Yeah.
Like, I think you've taught me a lot. Not only about the rivalry, but my perception of people, how I just like need to give them a chance and I can't let other outside factors affect me. Like, it's crazy. We've only been friends for like a few months, but like, you're honestly definitely one of my closest, my go-tos, my, hey, dog, this happened today. You
Yeah.
crack me up. You know how to get me out of my funk. And I will be forever thankful for that.